Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I am Mortiza. Well, in the program The Teacher, we try to answer some of the major misconceptions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. There are many convincing reasons and evidences that Quran is actually and certainly a heavenly book and is not written by man. The content of the Quran certainly shows that it is not and it cannot be written by human capacity. You know, there are a lot of things and detailed information. Let me bring some of them right into your attention. The spiritual appeal which exists in this book. The theological rationality which we can feel and see it. And of course, the way it describes the Almighty Allah and its prophecies, its historical accounts, and the amount of knowledge that it actually provides to in comparison to the other religion about previous scriptures are all outside human capacity. So such a rich text cannot be certainly written by human capacity and knowledge. And if we look at another side of this book, the style of its literature was so miraculous that it couldn't actually be denied by anyone. So, of course, we know that at that time that this book was revealed to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the Arabia was actually boasting about their advanced civilization, but we know it was not actually true. So they boast a lot about their literatures. So everything they talked about their literature, the Book of Islam came and challenged them. So when the Quran was revealed, it certainly mesmerized the greatest poets and literatures of that time. So this is the point that should be taken into our account, because people usually say that, no, this book is not as strong in this regard or is weak in that regard. But we know that it challenged all the poets, all the literature of its time. In fact, this book challenged them if they were certainly in doubt of its divine origin. Quran asked them that they should provide even one chapter like that. The challenge, that's the strongest point even today. The challenge is still in place and is yet to be answered. So no one was and will be able to bring a chapter like one in the Book of Islam, Quran. So all these were provided. This is another miraculous aspect, provided by a man who had not read any book before. And until the end of his life, he couldn't actually compose even one line of poetry. So if the person, the prophet that had such a characteristics in terms of literacy, reading and writing, so how can someone bring such a rich book without knowledge? So Quran coming from such a person, and if this book is descended to a person with such a characteristics, how can we say that it is made or produced by the capacity of human being? So let's look at the example today. If someone is illiterate, he cannot read and write, and he is not a notable person in his community. If you ask him to produce, for example, a spaceship with all its physical, electrical and electronic details without university knowledge, everybody will laugh at your face. It is a wrong expectation, because he needs to have some basis and basic informations and knowledge. So this is a simple comparison to discover that this book was not produced by human capacity. It was revealed to human to mankind, and particularly to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, as the prophet of God. So unlike, if you want to be more sure about the divine origin of this book, you have to compare it with other books that are available. You know, we all have information about the Old and New Testaments, which were written over a considerable period of time. But unlike that, the Quran was memorized and written during the life of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and all, of course, it was provided as a written document to all Muslim territories shortly after him. So this is another surprising fact about the revelation of God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And today, there are lots of discoveries, and the result shows that there are many manuscripts of Quran that they were discovered recently, and they were all in carbon, dated back to the Prophet's time and to his time with his companions. And actually, they are identical to what we are reading today as Quran. The significance of the Holy Quran in the words of Khaled Yasin.
This book was revealed to an illiterate prophet, that means an unlettered prophet, 1,424 years ago. It was memorized over a period of 23 years, it was revealed. And it was memorized by the Prophet himself, peace and blessing be upon him, and it was memorized by several of his companions, and he reviewed their memorization of it. And so when the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, passed away, there were several companions of his that had memorized this whole Quran under his review. And since that time, millions of Muslims have memorized the Quran in every age. And I almost guarantee you that there's probably at least two or three or four Muslims in this gathering here that have memorized this whole Quran or the greater portion of it. And another miracle of this Quran that cannot be said for any other book is that if all the Bibles, if all the Talmuds, if all the Hindu scriptures, all the Buddhist scriptures, if all those books were thrown in the ocean, if all those people of those religions agreed, throw them all in the ocean, and then we Muslims, we threw all the Qurans in the ocean also. The Quran is the only one that in a matter of a day or two would be brought right back because it has been memorized from cover to cover. I say to you, brothers and sisters, and our guests, you owe it to yourself. Punch in the name Quran, Quran, punch it in, and see if you can compare, see if you can find a scripture, see if you can find a writing, see if you can find a document that compares with the Quran. You will not. You owe it to yourself to read this powerful scripture. Don't ignore it. You cannot afford to ignore it. Either it's profound, either it's from God, either it is comprehensive, either it is as I say it is, or it is not. At least you should investigate it. Why should you be blind to something that might have that kind of impact on your life and the life of others? After all, this is not the legislation of Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him. It is the legislation of whom? Almighty God. Subhanallah walhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. Subhanallah walhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. You can say it once or 100 times or more. You feel at peace inside and it'll open every door.
Welcome back to the program. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the program, The Teacher. So this is another fulfillment of a Quranic statement which says, it is we who sent down this reminder, and we will preserve it. It is mentioned in chapter 15, verse 9. So what does that mean? It's a direct indication from the book itself that this book was not provided by a human being. It was descended, and it was revealed to human mankind, the prophet, the greatest prophet, Muhammad, peace be upon him. So how, when we have such a documented evidence from the book itself, there is no actually question and no one can create any hesitation or doubt about the divine origin of this book. Of course, some people say it's not a miracle, but it is a living miracle. And everybody may actually doubt that what is a living miracle? It is an event which lies outside the productive capacity of nature. It means that it is not just its revelation which was miraculous at its time, but even now, by every time that even a single verse from Quran is recited, it is a miracle being transferred. And that is actually the reason that every verse of Quran is called a proof of Almighty Allah. It is a miracle which can be witnessed right now. Quran has many, many, many unique features. It is evident that this book is like no other books. If you take a look at the surface level of this book, you will find its literary style is beautiful to hear. If you a little bit go deeper and pay attention much to the meaning level, you will see that it has a natural and simple core message that is opposed to complex theistic concepts and mystical ritualistic dogma. So it is of course, very much important because people need to receive the message of God directly without any problem understanding or perceiving it. So another point, it is scientifically very much accurate. Whatever mentioned in the book, science has not yet proved it wrong. And if we look at the stories that are mentioned in the book, it is historically, again, very much accurate. There is nothing wrong with the message regarding the history that it was actually revealed. So there are a lot of unseen levels in this book too. So it is very much easy to memorize this book. And everybody knows that it has already been memorized by millions of people, some of them as young as only 4 years old. So if you look at the laws, there are wise laws inside the book. It is forming a fully functioning and holistic political, philosophical, spiritual system for humanity to live in harmony. So that's why if we just take a very close look from different aspects of this book, we will come to know that this book has a particular system that is not usually a match to the system that a man can create with his limited power of intelligence, faculty, and intellect, and etc., and etc. So from the mathematical point of view, you know, it's very nice because this should be considered. You know, the frequency and the patterns of words and even letters used in the Book of Islam are based upon the prime number 19. So, you know, it's very interesting to know. And this is another scientific aspect of this book. So if you look at the literature again, it is not following the system, the literary system that we have. There is a beginning, there is a middle, and there is an end. So the Book of Islam is not prepared in this way. Some people say it's prose-like, some people say it's poetry-like, but Quran is not. It's a combination of both. Somewhere it is very much poetic, somewhere else it is more prose-like. So it has a great complex interrelations between sound, structure, and meaning. So this book is very, very much away from the normal system of writing in literary texts. So it has a non-linear structure, which is very much actually understandable. So we have to finally say that there is not even a conflicting fact or ideas that science, mathematics, or other fields of science have proved them wrong in the Book of Islam. So please take all these informations together. And the Book of Islam is being far away from superstitions and mythologies and etc. and etc. So finally, I say this book is beyond the human's capacity and the divine origin of this book is simply proved and we have a lot of documents in the book and even in other sources as well. Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher. We hope you enjoyed it. Do not forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode, goodbye. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah.